Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. How you doing, everybody? We are here with Prudence Taylor. She is a head librarian. That's right. Head librarian of the Greenwood County Library. How you doing today, Prudence?
I'm well, Anne. Thank you. How are you?
I'm going crazy. We got too many projects going on right now here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Makes it tough.
Well, it does, but I'm looking forward to that chocolate fountain on Saturday.
Well, all right. We're going to have that going on, and we're even going to have ice cream sundaes. Make your own ice cream sundae.
I don't care about that. I care about the chocolate.
All right.
I'll just be honest with you.
There was a book about that, wasn't there, about chocolate? There have been many books.
There are a lot of books about chocolate. I'm allergic to chocolate, actually, but I'm very brave, and I continue to eat it.
I don't give a darn. I'm going to eat chocolate.
That's right.
Well, that's good. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I did. It was very nice. I went to Carnesville and visited my father's cousins. I hadn't seen them in a while, so it was so good to see them. The only bad thing is I can lie about my age and fool even myself. Well, maybe fool only myself. Until I see children who are suddenly young adults and going to college and driving, and they don't want to sit in my lap anymore, and they don't want to play hide and seek anymore.
I have the same problem when I am selling an engagement ring to somebody I sold it to their parents.
That is harsh.
Yes, that is very harsh. So, Prudence, you went on your trip to Africa. How was that?
That was wonderful. That was on my bucket list. And Jean, gosh, I just forgot her name. But anyway, she organizes the trips for Piedmont Tech. And she organized this one. It's done through Colette Vacations. And it was a wonderful trip. And Jean is always so good and so caring about helping everybody get all their papers straight. So we didn't have any problems over there. And it was a wonderful trip. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was a photo safari. You know, we weren't out there to shoot anything, but we got to see a couple of different cultures with the Maasai tribe and the Samburu tribe. We also got to see all of the big six, well, except for the leopards, but they are so sly and they hide so well that I'm sure we probably looked at a tree and saw one sitting there. We just couldn't see him. But we got to see a lot of elephants and lions. We got to see gazelles, and the birds were so beautiful there. It was just really a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Now, you were there at the time where they had the bomb explosion at the mall.
Well, when the terrorists attacked the Westgate Mall, we were not in Nairobi that day. We were at the Mount Kenya Safari Club, and that was one of two places we had access to a TV set. So we were watching the news, and we could see it on TV, and President Kenyatta came on the air, and I could never see President Obama or Secretary of State Kerry saying something like this, but he offered his sympathy to all the families of the victims and certainly to the victims themselves. And he also said that he had lost his nephew and his nephew's fiance that day. They had been shopping at the mall and they were killed. But then he went on to say that the people behind the attack would be caught and would be questioned vigorously and painfully.
Painfully.
Yes. And I thought, now, that does not sound politically correct. So,
but a little all right for it, right?
Yes. Yes. And then the third day, we came back to Nairobi, and that was the day that the police went in and terminated the situation and rescued the few hostages that were left, and they killed the rest of the terrorists who were there. But I never felt that I was in danger at any time. Tourism is very important to Kenya, and so everywhere we went, we saw people who were armed, but they were armed to protect us. When we were at the game preserves, I saw men armed there with everything from homemade slingshots, and I really wanted one of those to bring it back. But I won't tell you who I wanted to use it on. Homemade bows and arrows, and then automatic weapons. I didn't see any pistols. I didn't see any handguns. I saw automatic weapons. And as I said, we felt very safe the whole time.
Well, that's good, because I can remember when that was going on, and I said, yes, and Prudence and the group are over there now. We hope they're safe. Yes, that's right.
Well, we were shopping, but we weren't shopping at places like the Westgate Mall. I mean, that was one of their very upscale shopping malls, and we have that over here.
Sure. We have a Westgate Mall in Spartanburg, I think.
We do.
Yeah, exactly.
We do.
Well, that is good. That is good to hear, and I'm glad to hear that was such a success, because I know that that was one that you were really looking forward to.
It really was. It was worth the shots. I hate getting shots. It was worth it.
That's cool. Well, all righty. So you've been busy. You've been on a trip. You've had a lot going on, and then, of course, you came back, and, of course, Greenwood Reads cranked up here, and we were doing this, I believe. How was that all received, Prudence?
It went very well. This was the first book that we ever did was To Kill a Mockingbird. That was very well received. And since then, we've done Call of the, we've done A Wizard of Earthsea. We did one other one, and I can't remember the name of it right now. But, oh, I know, it was The Boy Who Dared. And A Boy Who Dared was pretty well received. The others were not well received. Call of the Wild had too much brutality. A lot of people didn't read past the part where Curly was killed by the other dogs. Curly was a dog. And then so many people really disliked Wizard of Earthsea, which really surprised me, because I thought with the interest in Harry Potter, people would be interested in reading one of the first fantasy books that talked about a wizarding school. But I was wrong. Anyway, but this one, I believe, was so very different from anything we've done before, and it was very well received because it was a series of essays, so it was very easy to read. Mm-hmm. People could stop and think about what they
read a story, and then go on to the next one. That made it nice. And they were by pretty famous people.
Well, most of them. And then they had
Except the pizza guy.
Well, but then they had people who were like you and me. For example, the young woman who wrote the essay Remembering All the Boys. And I know I've talked about that one before, but that one is still the one that touched me the most. But she is a caregiver for the elderly. She's just like you and me. Well, maybe not completely, because we didn't grow up in a gang neighborhood.
Right.
But she did, and she lost her brother. And when she goes to to visit his grave every week, she takes flowers, and she puts flowers not only on his grave but on the graves of the others, because she believes everyone should have flowers on their grave. And she acts on that. And it's such a small thing to do, but it's so important.
There are so many things like that, though, aren't there?
Absolutely.
The small things that we, and I think in today's society, we forget even more. The things that we used to do, the sending a little note saying thank you, or sending a little note saying that you're thinking of somebody that you know is having a tough time, all that kind of stuff, in a lot of ways, particularly with our younger people, is dropping by the wayside.
I agree. And I think we're letting it happen. I was at a restaurant the other night, and I saw a family sitting at a table, and they were all texting.
To each other or other
people? No. They were sitting there. They were not talking. Nobody was finding out how anyone's day went. They were just sitting there texting. And I did not do it. I really thought about it, but then I thought I'd probably be asked to leave, and then everybody would think I was crazy, which may be true anyway. But I wanted to go over there.
Executive director of the library, yes.
Yes. Okay. Arrested for crazy behavior.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go over there and just take their phones and tablets away from them and say, look at each other. You have this time together.
You may not have it again.
And it won't come back.
Exactly. Do you know there are some restaurants that are now, if when you come into the restaurant, if everybody at the table agrees to give up their phone, now this is not here in Greenwood that I know of, but in some of the bigger cities, if you agree to give up, if everybody at the table agrees to give up the phone, they will take 10% off your bill.
See, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I honestly, I can see having your phone with you if it's an emergency or something like that, if you're on call or, you know, I can understand that. But this business of sitting there and talking to someone on the phone when you have someone in front of you,
right?
I just, that is so, so rude.
Yes. And but you know what? This is the problem, Prudence. Our younger people, they don't think it's rude. That's the problem.
Well, but I've seen people my age do that, too.
I've seen people sitting by themselves talking loudly on their phone. It's like, I don't want to hear your conversation. I want to enjoy mine. Yeah, exactly.
But I have a birthday coming up on Sunday, and it's a big one. And I am just so aware now of time passing quickly. And plus, after spending Thanksgiving and seeing a six-year-old who should be two, and a 19-year-old who should be 10, and we should be playing dolls, but no, she wanted to go to Walmart, and I could go with her. But, you know, it's just, they grow, so, time goes so fast, and the people in our lives just grow up and move on so quickly.
You're absolutely right. It's something really to think about, particularly as we come into the holidays. You know, today, in fact, is the hospice festivity of trees, the memorial service that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's today. And, you know, you start thinking about just in this last year, the number of people that were your friends or people you knew, they're no longer with us. It's scary, isn't it?
It is. And I mourn them. But I also realize that is a sense of loss is the price that we pay for having such good friends.
Absolutely. I'm here with Prudence Taylor. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing this afternoon? God, it's just getting kind of dreary out there. But we're having some good conversation right here with Prudence Taylor. She, of course, is the executive director of the Greenwood County Library. And Prudence, I was wondering, how's the attendance this time of the year at the library?
Actually, December is usually our slowest month, but things have not slowed down. The library is the only place you can go to use the computer for free. You don't have to buy a cup of coffee or anything like that. And you don't have to pay, you know, a rent on time or for a machine or anything. So we have a lot of people coming in, applying for jobs, looking for jobs. We have a lot of people coming in, finishing up projects. They were doing online training. And then we have people coming in who have loved ones. Maybe they've been deployed. Maybe they live in another country, but they're coming in, use the internet to contact them. We have, I don't know what it's called, but we used to have a couple of T1 lines, and this past year, because we had so many people using the computers, we averaged 3,500 sessions a month. Not sessions, but users. We have more sessions than that, but we count the users. We have people coming in, and it's like a 40 something. I don't know. Right. I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't, but it's a very, very powerful bandwidth. We still are blocking YouTube in our computer lab because it was eating up most of the bandwidth, and I'm the one who made the decision there. So if people are upset, I'm the one they need to get, not the people who work in the computer lab. But the reason is people who were applying for jobs or applying for school were timing out. The people using YouTube, if you're watching a class, that's one thing, but most people weren't. They were watching music videos and cartoons and things. So I had to make a choice, and I'm always going to go with the person who's applying for a job or looking for a job or for the student who's trying to get a project completed and turned in. And so that's why I made the decision that we would block YouTube.
Well, I mean, that is still good news to hear that the library is having good attendance, shall we say, at the library. But your online has to have exploded with all the things you have going on with the Mango language and the new movies and TV shows that you can watch. This has to be really getting bigger and bigger and adding to the total usage of the library.
It definitely is. E-books still are our largest circulation, and then right after that comes music. Of course, the good thing about the music is you can download up to 3 songs a week, but they never go away. You get to keep them. Our largest circulation is from the Greenwood County Library. Then our next circulation is the next largest is the digital library, and then after that we have our branches in Weir Shoals and 96, and then the Bookmobile. So we have a huge amount. And I think it's just growing, but you can get everything. And this is one thing we wanted to do with our digital branch. You can get the same things from a digital branch that you can from a physical branch, except, of course, for personal contact. You don't get to handle the books. You don't get to handle the items themselves. On the other hand, if you're reading an e-book, you can control the size of the font, and that's something I really like. Do I like to read print books? Absolutely. But unfortunately, I'm getting to the time when I have to have slightly larger font, slightly larger letters to read, and it's truly depressing, but I did talk to my eye doctor about it, and she was very kind and just said, well, you are getting older.
Don't you love it when they tell you that kind of stuff? Yeah, you know, it's just your age. And you go, what?
Well, a couple of years ago, I had to go have my hearing tested, which I had done here in Greenwood. And they were very nice and very good. But the doctor who was testing it finished it up. And he said, well, your hearing is fine for a woman your age. And I didn't hit him. But I wanted to. I wanted to. It did not bring out positive thoughts.
On your part. Well, you know, this is something we're all dealing with as we all get older here. But, you know, the grant that you got from Dollar General with the Mango languages, mm-hmm. I have had some fun looking at it. In fact, after the first of the year, we're going to start doing some classes on the I Love Ann show live on the air with Mango. I think that will be a lot of fun.
Well, let me encourage you to use Pirate.
Pirate. Talk like a pirate.
There's even a Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yes.
But that is so much fun to play with. And that was the one that I used. That was one of the languages that I used when I was testing the program out just out of curiosity to see what it was. But it was something I could play with because it didn't matter.
Right.
I also took the beginning class before I went to Kenya, and I learned how to say hello, which is jumbo jumbo.
What else were you able to say, Prudence?
Well, jumbo jumbo pretty well covered it.
I knew you were going to tell me that. You know, the good thing about Mango, though, is that you can take just the conversational, shall we say, for taking a trip, the travel version, shall we say. Mm-hmm. But let's say you really wanted to get into the language of Kenya, you could take a much more in-depth one, too.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing I really like about it, and this was something that was really brought home to me when I traveled there, was they talk about cultural differences. And that is so important. Now, we were well taken care of in Kenya. That was not a problem. But if you go to some places, for example, if you raise your hand to say hello in some places, you're making an obscene gesture. And you won't know that.
Right. Until people start pointing and looking at you, right?
Or until somebody, you know, hits you. You know, they do talk about these cultural differences and, you know, things that you should or should not do. A friend of mine went to Japan once, and she was waving. She thought she was waving to some children, and what she was actually doing was telling them to go away.
See, that is the good thing. And, you know, I think it's really terrific that the library is going to be able to keep it even when the grant expires. You'll still be able to keep it. You worked a deal with Mango.
Yes, and they were very, very good about working with us, and I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate the Dollar General Literacy Foundation for being so generous.
And what is unique about that, Prudence, is that there aren't that many that are given out every year, right, by the literacy, but that they chose to give it to really a small library system.
Well, that's true. And I'm, like I said, I'm just very appreciative. But their target is they want to reach adults who are having to learn a new language so that they can achieve the American dream.
That's so neat.
Absolutely. And we don't think about it. We look at people from other countries and think, what are they doing here? Well, they came here for the same reasons our ancestors did. Our ancestors just came a little earlier.
Absolutely. So true. So let's join South Carolina News in Progress. We'll come back. We got a lot more to talk about. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. And of course, we are here. We have gotten the deals, and more deals. You got to come see us. And you also got to make sure you shop local this holiday season. That is so important to keep our community healthy and growing. And if you haven't gotten your library card, you need to get your library card, because if you don't have a library card, you can't click into all the digital side of it. Correct?
Well, that's true. You need a library card. You also need a library card if you want to use the auditorium, which is available for free, but you have to have a library card. If you want to use one of the conference rooms, if you want to check out anything, you have to have a library card. And yes. Guess how much a library card costs?
Is it free?
Why, yes, it is.
And how long does it take? 3 minutes?
Well, less if you've got a better typist than me. It takes me 3 minutes, but most people can do one in less than a minute, but I'm slow.
Yeah, but one of the questions that a lot of people have is, if you work in Greenwood County, but you don't live in Greenwood County, can you still get a library card?
Absolutely. Library cards are available to anyone who lives, works, or attends school in Greenwood County. We also have reciprocal borrowing agreements with residents from Lawrence County and McCormick County. So if you work in Greenwood County, but you live in Lawrence or you live in McCormick, come on into the library, because you can get a library card and you don't have to pay the out-of-region fee.
Wow.
And they've been very kind. We have some people in Greenwood County who live closer to the McCormick County Library or the Clinton Library in Lawrence County than they do to the Greenwood Library or one of our branches in 96 or Ware Shoals. And so they can get a library card in Lawrence or McCormick County, and they don't have to pay the out-of-region fee.
So don't hesitate. If you work here but you don't live here, you can get there, and then that means you can get online and get all the wonderful programs. Now, one of the things that was that's sort of new, I think, is the TV shows and movies that you can watch.
Yes, we had this is a database that we subscribe to, and we were already working with this group. It's called Library Ideas, and they were the ones who provide Freegal Music and Freeding, which is an ebook collection. And so they had movies become available, so we now have a subscription for movies and TV shows. And you can download up to 3 a week. You have, although I would encourage people not to do them all at once, you have a 48-hour window to watch these movies. And some of them are very good, some of them are not. If they say they're R-rated, please believe them.
Okay.
The library did not select the movies.
Okay.
I don't think they've got anything really awful. Well, I don't mean awful. I don't think they've got anything that's rated X.
Okay.
But you do want to be aware that some of these movies are the kinds of things that you see at the regular theater, and so there may be some language that you may not care for.
And particularly when you deal with your children, because I think that is one of the problems, isn't it, about having something that's available on the computer. You let your kids download it and you go, okay, and then you turn away.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Big mistake. Big mistake. My brother and sister-in-law did that with my niece, and this happened when she was four, and I can't even repeat what her favorite new word was for a while.
There you go.
But it wasn't pretty.
She was proud.
She had learned a new word.
There you go. All right. Such good stuff. Well, coming up, so not a lot happening as far as the holidays at the library, but after the first of the year, you really punch the programs back up again.
Absolutely. We'll start back up with our Monday night films, and we're starting with Robot and Frank and Hitchcock, which is the award winner that came out in 2013. We'll be showing those in January, and then in February, I can't talk, February, we have Gerald Pitts coming on February 10th. To give us a performance as Abraham Lincoln, and we're very excited to have him come.
Does he know that he's not really Abraham Lincoln?
You know, I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either. I had him on the show. Let me tell you, if you haven't seen him in action, you really, the things that are astounding to me, his shoe size and Lincoln's, his hat size and Lincoln's. There's a lot of similarities, and that's why you got to go see him right there at the library.
We are very happy to have him come, and he is being sponsored by the Humanities Council of South Carolina, so we're very grateful to them, and also by the Heritage Sertoma Club. The Heritage Sertoma Club is the one that set this up originally, that got this started, so I just am very appreciative to them for partnering with the library and with the Humanities Council of South Carolina. This has worked out really well. And then we have two more films because it's Black History Month. We're showing Beast of the Southern Wild, which was an award winner. It came out in 2012. And then Lackawanna Blues. And this is an old one. This was made in 2005. But this cast includes Lou Gossett Jr., and he's one of my favorite people. And then also Mo Steff, who starred in the libraries, in the one of the movies that the library showed this past summer, Prince Among Slaves.
Now, I just want to ask, how's the attendance at the movies? I mean, these are some great movies.
It depends on what it is, and it depends on what's going on. To be perfectly honest, it was low in November. November was the only month this fall that we showed movies, because we wound up doing a program with the Episcopal Church of the Resurrection on the history of Christianity, and that was well attended, but we didn't have as good attendance for the films. But we always have people coming in who have never been to the library before, so even if it's a small group, this time we had two people come who'd never come to the library before, so it was really well worth it. Now, we had more than those two people there.
Sure,
but it was good to have them come in. And these are films that, not always, but as a rule, you won't see at the theater here. This is, you know, I'm not going to show anything. Well, I mean, I love James Bond movies, but I'll go to the theater to see those.
Sure.
Or I'll rent them or something. But these are things that, that I would like to see. And that I think
who
other
picks
people
the movies,
see.
Prudence?
I do. I do.
That's right. And that is why sometimes you look and you go, why did this movie get chosen?
But sometimes people request them, too. For example, in November, the first movie I showed was The Age of Innocence, and it was because a lady asked to see that. And I thought, well, we've got it. There's no reason not to show it. And we do have a license for it. So, you know, because I always get caught. I mean, of course, I always want to obey the laws anyway, but I get caught on the occasions when I don't. Well, by the state patrol. Well, let's not talk about speeding.
Speeding? How did that get in the conversation, Prudence?
That's about the only law I break.
Okay.
But anyway, we have licenses to show all of these.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity. I guess these probably are more expensive than going to the theater.
No, they're free.
No, they're free. Again, another free service from the library.
That's right. And the popcorn is free. No, it's not as good as the stuff at the theater. I'm not going to lie to you. On the other hand, you don't pay for it.
There you go. It's free. So come on out. Of course, if you listen on the I Love Ann show, I'm always talking about it. And starting in Monday, January 13th, and that's always on Monday, you do the movies, correct?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. We'll be talking about that. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about another program that starts after the first of the year, Pushing the Limits. What's that about? Never mind. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery. 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 448 in the afternoon. We've been talking about everything connected with the library here, whether it's movies that you can go to see at the library, or whether it is all the free services that are online, or all the free services that are right there at the library. You know, while we're talking about this, we need to do a shout out to the Friends of the Library. Their book sale, how great that was, and how much dollars that generates for all these other special programs that you all just don't have the money to do if it wasn't for them.
Oh, I can't say enough good things in praise of our Friends of the Library. They are the ones who bring in the puppeteers, the authors, the storytellers for our children's program, for our teens. We finished up Greenwood Reads with a visit from Connie Reagan Blake, an internationally known storyteller, and they are the ones who, the Friends are the ones who brought her into town.
Well, what an excellent choice, because I thoroughly enjoyed sitting down and talking with her that afternoon.
She enjoyed talking with you. She really enjoyed her interview, but she enjoyed her whole time here in Greenwood County at all three school districts and at the community library in Ware Shoals. She had a wonderful time, and what a great opportunity for our children to hear someone of that caliber.
And just, you know what I find always so interesting is how somebody got their start in something like that. It was happenstance that she became a storyteller, internationally known storyteller.
Absolutely. But she had the talent, and her cousin gave her the opportunity, and then they worked together. Because when I first heard them tell, it was many years ago, and they were known as the folk tellers.
The folk tellers, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think is so fascinating, is to find out how somebody, because that wasn't at all the direction she was going to go.
No.
She didn't have any idea that she was capable of doing that.
And I think that's so inspiring for our students to hear, but
exactly.
Also for adults to hear. Our lives may not go the way we plan for them to go, but that doesn't mean we won't have great lives.
Or we find loves that we didn't know we had.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, we find passions that we...
Just think, if Jeff hadn't said, we're buying a radio station, I never would have known that I could do this.
Well, exactly, Anne.
Most
That's
people
very
don't go
true.
Out and buy a radio station to find out if they're good at something or not, but what the heck, right?
But I think he knew you would be, because you have a great personality and you like to talk.
Yeah, I do like that. I do like that, Prudence. But let's talk about, speaking of talking, let's talk a little bit about, this new program, Pushing the Limits, that's going to start actually in February. What's going on?
We're going to start promoting it in January. It is a grant I received from the National Science Foundation. I think there were two libraries in South Carolina that got it this year. This is the second year of the grant, and it's to promote informal science learning for adults.
Ooh, for adults.
So they'll be looking at, there'll be four sessions, and they'll be looking at four different themes: survival, knowledge, nature, and connections. We'll start with survival, and the novel that we'll read is Clive Cussler's Arctic Drift. But then they also will see an interview.
That sounds like an interesting way, survival. That sounds like one right there, doesn't it?
Yes. And you can count on Clive Cussler, because he doesn't see himself as a writer so much as he sees himself as an entertainer. So his books are always filled with action. They're a lot of fun to read. They're interesting. And he's just a fascinating character in himself. And he always appears in his books. He's briefly in Arctic Drift. But we'll also have an interview with Clive Cussler. And then we'll see a family that they've become their own engineers. If they need something, they make it themselves. They're a farming family, and that's fascinating. We'll be reading The Land of Painted Caves by Jean All or All in March. And in, April?
April.
I'm sorry, I'm reading upside down here. In April, we'll be reading T.C. Boyle's book, When the Killing's Done, which has to do with rats. And I'm really not looking forward to that because I hate rats, dead or alive. And then we wind up in May with the book Thunderstruck by Eric Larson. And Eric Larson is one of my favorite nonfiction authors. And in Thunderstruck, he writes about the murder that Dr. Crippen committed. He killed his wife, and from what I read about her, I really don't blame him, although I think divorce would have been a lot better. And then he got his girlfriend, Evelyn Lenave, to dress up as a boy. And they were taking a steamship. They were escaping from England to New York. And Marconi had invented the wireless, so they talk about that. But the captain of the ship that Lenave and Crippen were on received a notice that these people were suspected of murder. And so he caught them, and he did it because of the wireless.
Wow.
He was able to do that with that new technology. Well, it was new technology then. But I was reading more about the murder, too, in Thunderstruck, and I couldn't understand how a woman could dress up and pretend to be a boy. And apparently the only person it fooled was Dr. Crippen, because the captain realized there was something a little odd about the couple. Anyway, these are great books.
In today's world, it would be even more confusing, wouldn't it?
Well, probably.
Yeah, serious.
Probably.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
But these are all four great books. I've read Thunderstruck. I've read Arctic Drift. I'm reading The Land of Painted Caves.
And you're saving that one?
And I'm getting my nerve up to read When the Killing's Done, just because I've heard about the rats.
Okay. So you'll be, these books be available for people to get, or how will this work?
Yes, they're going to need to sign up for this program. Usually we're not that strict, but with this one, because of the terms of the grant, I have to be able to do different kinds of counts. And so people will sign up for the program, adults will sign up for the program at the library, and they can pick up a free copy of the book. And I understand that people don't have time. I understand that life happens. So if someone picks up a book and they don't have time to read it, or they don't have time to finish it, that is not really an issue. I still want them to come to the program and discuss, because they'll still be able to participate. Maybe they won't have as much to say about the book or the characters or the events in the book, but certainly they will view the author interview and then the practical application.
There is something to be said about being able to live out on the farm, right, and create your own items that you need to make things happen.
Yes, or to fix a piece of equipment yourself. Maybe something breaks down and you find yourself using bubble gum and string.
That sounds like MacGyver.
Absolutely.
That's
we become
right.
Our own MacGyvers.
Exactly. Yes. And so many of these doomsday preppers, you know, all these shows that are on about how people are getting prepared to be able to be totally independent is pretty interesting. I've actually interviewed some of the cast that have been on the Doomsday Castles, and they have been building their own castle, and he took children that his children who had never lifted a finger or done anything at all, and is teaching them how to live in the wild and finish the castle.
I'm glad I don't am not one of his children.
They have had quite an experience, but it was interesting to have them on the show and talk to them about it and what they're making out of it. It's interesting what some of the kids are, after this opportunity, are going out and doing. So that's Doomsday Castles. I think that was on Nat Geo. I know that was on Nat Geo. Mm-hmm. So to be independent, that is one of the things that in life we have gotten a little less independent. If a tire, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, you know, if a tire needs to be changed, In fact, it was I was listening to a show. Adam Carolla was talking about a friend that had a tire, and he had to call to get somebody to change the tire for him. And Adam Carolla asked him, well, where were you when this happened? And he goes, the car was in the garage. And Adam said, why didn't you just get the jack out and change the tire and then go to the tire place?
Yeah,
we don't do those things anymore.
Well, actually, I can change a tire. I have changed a tire. I've changed 3 tires. The last time I changed a tire, I lifted my thumbnail off the nail bed.
Oh, my God.
I know. I thought I was going to die. It hurts even just to talk about it.
Yes, exactly.
And so since then, I have a membership in AAA.
I know. But I think the point is that as people, we are not as independent to do things like we used to do. So this is excellent from the standpoint of people seeing that you can do these things.
Oh, yes, and absolutely, and that you can adapt. I forget which one it is, but one of these is there's a triple amputee, a young man who had a run-in with a train. He lost both legs, and he lost an arm.
Wow.
And it's how he has adapted, but he is now running marathons. He's doing a lot for himself. He is planning a life when most people would look at him and think, well, you know, his life is over. It's a shame it didn't kill him, whatever. But he is strong, and he's not letting himself give up, and he's succeeding. Yeah. He's participating in basketball games, which, you know, and it's just amazing to watch him.
It is. All these things are, and that's what makes it. And, of course, without the technology, it would be hard to do some of these. So you have to put technology in hand with the human spirit.
Absolutely.
So those are some of the interesting things. I know this is going to be a really, really interesting program. Prudence, you know, we do have to say it takes a lot of time and effort to get these grants, but you seem to do very well at getting them here and keeping the library vibrant and changing and never static over there.
You are very kind to say that. I love what I do. I have been very blessed because I can honestly say I have never worked a day in my life. I have had a job. I've been a librarian since 1976 for more than half my life now. And I have been frustrated. I have had days when I couldn't wait to get to work, but I've never been bored. I'm just very, very fortunate.
You do a great job over there, and you certainly bring a lot here to Greenwood, and we're very fortunate to have you in that job.
Thank you. You're kind.
Well, it's the truth. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. If you'll hold on just one second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Prudence, on Sunday this week. All right, everybody.
Thank you, Anne.
Bye-bye, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow morning. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood.